Okay, we begin with Maseches Maaseros, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph 1:1. Klal Amru B'Maaseros. They set a general principle when it comes to which foodstuffs are subject to the various tithing requirements. Kol Shu Ochel, anything which is food, meaning food for people, but agricultural produce that is cultivated for non-human consumption, if it's animal fodder or if it's, say, used as a dye, so then it would be exempt from the tithing requirements. V'nishmar, the produce we're talking about here has to be produce that was cultivated in a person's private domain, and he looked out for it as he cultivated it, meaning food that just, you know, plants that are growing in the wild, those plants are, their produce is exempt from the tithing requirements. Ugadulav mina'aretz. Also, it has to be food that grows from the ground, takes its nourishment from the ground. That is to say, we're coming to exempt things like mushrooms and truffles, etc., because those are fungi, and fungi actually are not plants, and they don't draw nourishment from the ground per se. Rather, they actually use like hyphae, little kind of like filaments, and actually eat, if you will, decaying matter. So they're exempt altogether. Mushrooms are exempt from the tithing process. So those are the foods that are chayav b'maaseros. Those foods are the foods that are required to be tithed. Yes, I can anticipate some of your questions. You're going to ask me about hydroponic vegetables. So hydroponic vegetables are actually a big machlokas to the poskim, to the end, if they are subject or not. If you want to look at a thorough treatment of it, you can look in the Derech Amunah, in Trumos 2:1, Dibur Maskel HaOchel, where the Rav Chaim Kanievsky discusses it at length, and it seems that it's, you know, it's unresolved if there's a mitzvah derabban to tie the hydroponics. You're also going to ask me about sea vegetables, nori. So nori, which is like seaweed, is actually an algae, not a plant, and therefore it seems to me that the bracha on nori should be a shahakol, like mushrooms, and should similarly be exempt from tithing. Okay, the Mishnah continues on. Va'od klal acher amru. There is another principle that they said. Kol shetchilaso ochel v'sofo ochel. Any foodstuff which starts out being edible from the initial growth and it ends up being edible, meaning it's edible the whole time. So then, afal pi shehu shomro lahosif, even if it's not finished growing and you're keeping it to grow further, it doesn't matter. Ochel, it's food now, and that being the case, it has to be tithed. Chayev katan v'gadol. He is obligated equally to tithe it, whether it's little and underdeveloped or fully grown and large. It doesn't make a difference. On the other hand, v'chol she'ein tichlas ochel, any foodstuff which initially is inedible because it's unripe, aval sofo ochel, but by the end it ripens and becomes human food, ein ochayev ad she'asa ochel. There's no obligation to tithe it until it becomes edible as human food. And the next three Mishnayos will discuss at what point various types of plants and fruits and vegetables become sufficiently ripe to be considered to be ochel. And that, of course, will be called onas hamaisras.